Good afternoon, everyone. The topic is on genotyping services for molecular breeding in the developed countries. For some of you who are not familiar with GCP or Generation Challenge Program, Generation Challenge Program is a non-profit organization hosted by CIMIT and in Texcoco, Mexico. As you know that molecular markers have a number of advantages for their application in breeding program, such as enhanced speed and accuracy, improving complex traits, and very cost efficiently. Application to molecular breeding include simple trait direct application for simple trait selection and marker-assisted backcrossing, marker-assisted recurrent selection, and genome-wide selection, etc. The access to molecular markers, however, by the developing countries is very limited. Genotyping support service at GCP was first created in 2006. The goal was to expose developing country researchers to marker technologies. Funds are provided for genotyping various kinds of projects. The primary focus on SSRs through contract laboratories across different nations. Genotyping support, genotyping projects were accepted through open calls. So far, we had three calls throughout all different developing countries. This slide shows the major activities at the genotyping support service at GCP. We interact with both clients and service providers. We accept different kinds of research projects and understanding their goals, and we provide the all available resources to them. On the other hand, we interact with the service provider which have the state-of-the-art technologies for SSR and SNP genotyping. And then we ask the clients send to samples to the service provider. And the results after the genotyping work, the results go sent back to the clients. In the meantime, we follow up with the service provider all the time. When the project is completed, the report was sent to GCP, GSS. This table shows the major projects that GCP supported by countries. We had three calls, and each call for each of the countries, we have this one to four projects, and we have completed a total of 61 projects that we funded. We accepted close to 200 projects, but we only funded a limited project because of the availability of funds. And this table shows that all the projects by the crops. Now we had the crops with most number of projects are cassava, because the cassava is one of the major crops in Africa. And maize and potatoes and rice. This chart shows the distribution of all the projects across the various countries. And all the GSS projects are for the developed countries. We also have a couple of countries which is not a GSS project, but a marker project, for example, US and in the Europe, but most of them are developed countries for the GSS projects. And we also have multiple projects for each of the countries other than one or two. In addition to genotype support service, we also established the mock services. However, there's difference between genotype support service and mock service. Mock service we provide is similar to the genotype support service, except that the client have to pay the cost for the lab work. So mock service were created in 2009 as a part of GCP's IBP platform and facilitate access to molecular breeding technologies for organizations from the developing countries. And we also transitioned from SSR to SNP markers throughout for high throughput and low cost genotyping. This service implemented through subtracting genotyping work with service providers with a state-of-the-art technology and facilitates contractual arrangements with service providers. For the type of marker, we transitioned from SSR to Caspar SNPs. Caspar SNPs were generated from Care Bioscience. The conversion rate, the reason we chose the Care Bioscience for the conversion of SNP because the conversion rate is very high, average about above 19%, and the cost is very low, just as low as it can be 4 cents, 5 or 6 cents US dollar per data point. And it's very accurate, and most important is very flexible for breeding program, very practical. No matter you have hundreds or thousands of lines to just use a couple of SNPs, or you just a small number of SNPs, a small number of lines, but use hundreds or thousands of SNPs. It's very flexible. This chart shows the facility provided by Care Bioscience. These are the major steps. And first, the test of DNA and stamping DNA, and then using the high throughput PCR water bath. They can provide like 16 or 32 plates, plus each plate you have so many samples. So it's very high throughput. And then after the PCR is completed, using their proprietary analyzer to code the data, and then it shows the output. You can see the three groups. The yellow and the blue are the homozygous ones, and the green ones in the middle is the heterozygous ones. This is a typical project for out of many projects. First, genome-wide scan using all the available markers for the particular crops. For example, for this one, this list of markers, SNP markers across the genome from the original about 1,000 SNPs. After the initial screening, then we have a few loci which show are very interested to the client. Then we use the markers flanking the loci of interest to screen in the breeding population. This table shows that the number of SNP markers so far GCP Hive has converted from to Caspar SNPs. We have different clients across different nations have been using this. And for example, MEDS, we have MEDS is converted 1,250 SNPs converted to Caspar, but this is actually is with CIMIT, and the rest of them converted by GCP. So our target is about 1,500 for each crops, but it's based on the genome size for each crop. For example, for wheat, because of the large genome size, we are targeting 2,000 SNPs instead of 1,500. And for rice, we have converted 805, and we are still targeting we are still preparing another 1,100 or 1,200, which we will be getting sequence from Cornell, from Susan. And actually, this is coordinated by Mike Thompson from Erie. The rest of the crops that we have converted, some people have been using. In addition to GSS and market services, GCP also has launched a number of initiatives for different crops. These initiatives are targeted to foster the integration of molecular breeding into developing country breeding programs. Use of this service initiative for market selection for simple traits or an integration of drought tolerance QTL into adapted backgrounds, and the pilot projects for application of market-assisted recurrent selection in those developing country breeding programs. All these projects are supported by our market services. That means we're funding their projects, and then either they contact a service provider, they pay from this funding, or still ask, work with us together to facilitate the process. We have a total of 9 crops. We have launched initiatives from last year, including cassava, maize, rice, sorghum, wheat, and tropical legumes, beans, chicopee, cowpea, and groundnuts. This slide shows many of the projects, how they are used in their molecular breeding programs. Of course, they can use either simple trait selection or using backcrossing or genome-wide selection. And this one shows the market-assisted recurrent selection breeding scheme. The breeding population was created, and the progenies were advanced. Then, at one hand, the markers were used to genotyping the progenies, and on the other hand, the progenies were phenotyped across a different environment. And then the QT errors controlling the trait is detected. Then the markers around the QT errors are selected to pull out the individuals for recombination. As you see in the middle, we have shown that 3 recombination cycles, trying to accumulate all those favorable alleles, each for each generation. In the end, after 3 recombination cycles, the final individuals will presumably carry all the favorable alleles, and then you advance those lines for multi-location phenotyping, and they select the advanced line for release. And of course, for the cross-pollinated, and then later on you have to use those lines, homozygous lines, to cross with the testers. So this is just to show the one breeding scheme. So of course, for other breeding schemes like genome-wide selection or backcrossing, then that's slightly different. Finally, I would like to acknowledge the suggestions and help from our director, Jim Marcel Ribot, and help for the financial transition from May and Adriana, and Care Bioscience to provide all the help, detailed help. And the most important is the donors from Bill Gates Foundation. Now, we have a number of donors, but these 4 are the major ones, including Bill Gates Foundation and Development for International, Department for International Development from UK, and European Commission and the World Bank. Thank you.
We have time for 1 or 2 questions.
Yes. No, not SSR. SNP, we convert like a Illumina SNP to Casper Sleep. Because Illumina Sleep is a lot flexible. You have big numbers using chip, but it's not really flexible. It's breeders. For breeding program, Casper is very flexible. You can use any kind of combination of the number of samples with the number of SNPs. Use less SNPs, more samples, or more SNPs, or fewer samples. Very flexible.
Any other questions? Go ahead.
Yes.
How is it decided whether a SNP has been successfully converted to Casper?
Yeah, that's a good question. And basically, is you have to just look at the results, converted the results, compare with the original SNPs, and also you by looking at the graphic data. I believe it's KBioscience. That's what they have a QC for quality control. Because there, I think we visited the lab, and that's how they compare. I think they did the with the original SNP list I sent to them. You know, in the beginning, I have to send the list of SNP. We want to convert this list of SNP like original from 50K or 9K or whatever they we sent to them. I think they have the QC or QA QC department just for checking that. Yeah. Actually, I can see the results how much look. You don't check every data point, but they already done you check in the beginning, but otherwise should be reliable.